Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, how you doing?
Rob Shooter, I am glad to see you. I mean, and hear you, too. I mean, months and days, it felt like I've been apart from you. I'm sick of turkey. I'm ready to just, you know, talk to you, and don't mention turkey.
No, that's my one thing. No turkey. No turkeys on the show. We missed you last week. I hope you had a lovely, lovely Thanksgiving. I know you did because we text and talk throughout the week. Welcome back, my friend. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got a ton of gossip today.
Oh,
what
yeah.
time is it, my friends?
Oh,
it is
tea time.
Even turkey time. Oops, I did it. No.
Get it. No more.
Time.
I can't. I'm so stuffed.
Big story at the top of the show, breaking out of London. So now a new book claims that it was Prince Charles who questioned the colour of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's babies. So a new book is coming out that says it was Charles that privately discussed with his wife the likely complexion of any children that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle would have. The new book is by best-selling author Christopher Anderson, a very respected author. We should put this out there. This is not a trashy book, and it potentially could be devastating for Prince Charles. The author actually stops short of alleging that it was Charles who is the royal racist who expressed concerns to Prince Harry over the skin colour of the children's. But what the book claims happened is that Prince Charles had a discussion with Camilla, and that somewhat took Camilla back. And when Charles asked, "I wonder what the children will look like," Camilla allegedly responded, quote, "Well, absolutely gorgeous, I'm certain." Charles allegedly lowered his voice and asked, quote, "I mean, what do you think the children's complexion will be?" This allegation came up in the Oprah interview in March, and now right. This book seems to have confirmed. Let us know who said it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm using this term wrong, but I could see Charles responding with this being rubbish. Is this a rubbish? Did I use that
rubbish
correctly?
In British means absolutely garbage. So the palace haven't responded yet, but this is such a big accusation in the book, primarily because Harry and Meghan never confirmed who said it. Now,
correct.
At the time, we thought it might be his grandfather, Prince Philip, and this upset Harry so much so that they told Oprah she could announce that it wasn't his grandparents. So it was not Prince Philip, it was not the Queen. Now, the family's not that big, so we're starting to eliminate people left and right here. So
it's like that game Guess Who.
It is a little bit like Guess Who. Some people have said it's not fair what they did here, because now we're going to be guessing forever who this person is. Harry said in the interview with Oprah that this will never ever be discussed, and Meghan said that she thinks it would be very damaging to them. This is a whopping bombshell. Now, books like this don't just get put out. They have to go through legal. You have to show
right.
your sources.
Which is so interesting, though, because Meghan and Harry played this like any type of, you know, you being a former publicist, Rob, you know what they're doing here. It's like, we're not going to tell you, but by process of elimination, like you just said. So it's not our grandparents, okay?
Right.
So now it's down to like 10 people.
Right.
And then you tell Oprah, you tell probably one of the biggest interview names out
mm-hmm.
there who it could really be without saying it on camera. So it leaves everybody to question.
Mm.
So you're going to see everybody in the royal family going forward and go,
"Who was it?
Are you the one?
Did you
Are
say
you
it?
The
I know
one?
When we're on that balcony, we're all going through them one at a time." Now, the author presents this more as a curiosity of Charles. He doesn't outright say it. So he says that it was a curiosity of Charles that was seized upon and twisted by people in the palace and given a racist spin. So he's arguing here that Prince Charles was just curious, in the same way, Garrett, when you had your beautiful children, I wondered if they were going to look like you or your lovely wife. However, here, one person, Meghan Markle, is biracial, so this has
right.
a real added weight to it. So it's being packaged as if by the time this reached the ears of Meghan and Harry, it had become a peak of toxicity. So the author actually seems to be having it both ways too. Did he say it? Is he the one? Isn't he the one? That's our big question of the day. Hey, go and vote. A new book claims that Prince Charles questioned the colour of Meghan and Harry's baby's skin. Should Meghan and Harry now just unmask this royal? Should Meghan and Harry come forward and tell us now who it is? A finger has been pointed very, very sharply in the direction of Prince Charles, who's going to be the next King of England. Should they come forward and just say who it was? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Romb. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Well, let's talk about the U.S. royal couple, shall we? I mean, we never really had any type of, like, we consider this because they're reality stars and, you know, a hip-hop star. Kanye West, I guess this is a, not a last-ditch effort, but an attempt to kind of win back Kim Kardashian by not telling her how much he loves her, you know, personally or, you know, when they see the kids, but on Instagram. So the court of public opinion feels that Kanye West is so in love with his I guess still wife, but wants to get back together, but knows, you know, she's having some fun with Pete Davidson. He shared a photo that, you know, TMZ, you know, had from months and years probably ago of them kissing, posted it online. And it's just so interesting that, you know, if you know the backstory, Kanye cheated on Kim. Kim upset, obviously, the whole thing where they got remarried in the middle of the stadium during one of his album release parties things. Why is it that Kanye goes, I'm sorry, look, I cheated, blah, blah, blah. Give Kim her time. Kim wants to have some fun. Maybe she falls in love with Pete Davidson. Maybe she doesn't. Kanye, you unfortunately had your opportunity. You ruined it. Just because you're begging doesn't mean you get Kim Kardashian back.
He went on quite a rant a couple of days ago while dropping off meals in L.A. He said that, quote, the narrative God wants to see that we can be redeemed in all these relationships. He also went on to say that he feels the need to be back home, which is why he's moved into a house very, very close to Kim and the children. It seems, at least publicly, that he wants Kim back. Privately, my sources are telling me it isn't quite the same. Like, he has her phone numbers, he has her emails, he unfollowed her on social media, so that didn't exactly help.
Right.
But I don't think these two are getting back together.
I don't either.
I think there's moments when Kanye really misses this. We all miss people, but the big question is how are you as a couple? And it just wasn't working. He recently said that Kim was very embarrassed about his run for the presidency, and she was very upset when he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. That is something that did not go over very well in for Kim and her family. I think it is over.
I think so too, Rob. And the other thing is that Kanye, just because you put it out into the world, and I get it, you know, kind of you put it out there and you never know, you hurt your family. You know what I mean?
Family.
And just because you're saying sorry in the court of public opinion doesn't mean, you know, things are okay.
Right.
You know, give Kim her space. Let Kim do what Kim wants to do right now. And if she's happy, she's happy, and you have to come to terms with it. Problem is, Kanye at times is that little kid in the sandbox where you take away a toy and they scream and shout and hoping it comes back.
And normally works. A friend of Kim's told me yesterday that she's not a can of baked beans. This has worked for his albums and his clothes. When he wants to sell a lot of albums, he tweets about them, he gets on social media. So Kanye's used to get it his own way by putting things out there in public.
Exactly, yeah.
When he wants to sell sneakers, he tweets about them, we all buy the sneakers. When he wants to sell his Gap jackets, he puts that out there, we all buy it. The same with his albums. She's not a product, although some people would argue she is, but this is a real marriage, or was, and she's not going to come running back in the same way that we run to stores to buy something after he tweets about it. I think this is over.
Oh, yeah. And please, let's give Kim some space, too, especially if she's putting on a pair of Yeezys, okay? They're very nice.
Very
shoes.
Nice.
They're
very
comfortable.
Expensive.
I mean, just because she's wearing them doesn't mean she's getting
not,
back together with Kim. You know, Kanye, let's be real.
She's not getting back. Moving along, Janet Jackson is just not interested in the new documentary about the Super Bowl. So the controversial 2004 Super Bowl is coming back up again thanks to a new documentary made by the New York Times. The documentary dives into how then CBS CEO, that's a big thing to say. So they
say that three times fast.
Les Moonves, who ran CBS, set out to cancel Janet and have her blackballed after the infamous performance on his network. Now Janet's former stylist, who is called Wayne Scott Lucas, is telling Page Six, quote, "She just wants the documentary to go away. She didn't ask for a Free Janet documentary, and she's not interested." So the reason they're talking about Free Janet is it's the same people that made the Britney Spears documentary. He also said that he designed the outfit, the Rhythm Nation outfit, that she wore at the Super Bowl, and he said that it wasn't meant to fall apart. So there's still a lot of questions about this. Janet doesn't care. She wants it to go away, although Janet does have her own documentary out. So maybe wants us to focus on her documentary.
Can we break down the stylist saying that it wasn't meant to come off? And I'm not arguing, was it supposed to happen or was it not? But let's look how it happened. So if it wasn't supposed to come off, then Justin Timberlake was supposed to grab Janet's boob and just grab it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'll call BS on that part of it. You know what I mean? I understand maybe she was blackballed from CBS, and I think she could have a case knowing how Les Moonves' track record played out years later, that she could come back and say, you know what? Look, this is how I was positioned. Look at the man that wouldn't allow me back on television because of this, and look how he turned out. So she does have that there. But as for the wardrobe stuff, let's be real, it was meant to come apart.
Yes, absolutely. He went on to work for Janet for another 6 years after the Super Bowl, so she obviously wasn't mad with him. So if he had done something wrong, he probably would never have worked with her ever again. And so I think here there's probably more to it. Hey, we've got some good news. Lindsay Lohan, finally some good news about Lindsay. What's she up to?
She just announced her engagement to her boyfriend, Badar Shamas.
That's correct. Congratulations.
Yes, so she said it on Sunday. She's 35 years old, and this is her second engagement. But she showed, you know, she did the typical thing. She showed the engagement ring to everybody. Now, here's the other interesting fact, too. First, let me tell you what she wrote in her caption. My love, my life, my family, my future. That's what she put on the Instagrams. Now, I didn't realize this. Lindsay Lohan has been living in Dubai for almost 8 years.
She's based there. That's her home. Honestly, she is in Dubai.
Long Island to Dubai. Who would have thought?
Like, Long Island to Dubai. She lives there now. I speak to friends of hers, people that know her really well. She is based in Dubai. In fact, the only reason she's back in America for the next couple of months, she's in Utah shooting a new Christmas movie. It's a big deal for Lindsay because she hasn't worked in a very long time. She doesn't want to mess it up. I think it's good that it's in Utah so she's not tempted to go to any of the clubs in New York like the old days, although she seems to have really grown up.
Have you been to a club in Utah, Rob? Shooter, I think you're really,
I don't think I've been to a club in New York either. Maybe
you and I are booking a trip to Aspen. We're going to the Utah clubs.
Love it. And afterwards we can announce our engagement. Now, congratulations, Lindsay. Lindsay's had a really rough time. Lindsay Lohan is incredibly talented, incredibly self-destructive too. We've got to be honest there. I'm wishing her well. I remember a couple of days ago there was an old picture of Lindsay, Britney and Paris Hilton all together in that car. Remember that famous picture? All three of them now seem to be doing great. Britney's free. Paris is engaged. And so it is Lindsay. I'm told that she actually has been engaged for a while now. And she delayed the engagement announcement until after Paris Hilton's wedding. There's still a little bit of competition between all these girls. But hey, congratulations, Lindsay. I'm also told it's going to be a small wedding. Quickly, before we go to break, former Real Housewife of New York, Heather Thompson. I know Heather. Hello, Heather. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Heather says the storylines are shocking. This is. So they are staged and they are fake. Da, da, da.
Oh, my. Rob Shooter, we've been doing this show now for years. And this is the first
breaking
time
news.
You've ever taken my breath away
of
such a story.
She gives a really specific example. She calls out Sonia Morgan's engagement to Harry Dubin. So apparently, this episode, Luann was crying over her her breakup with Jacques, handsome French Jack, and in the middle of it, Sonia felt a little bit out of place, so she decided she was going to get engaged. It was totally fake, said Heather. Heather even points out that Harry got the ring Ramona was wearing. She took it off, she gave it to Harry, and he proposed it was one-upmanship. So it's all fake. She said there's no authenticity. She's also blaming the audience, though, saying that everybody is complicit here. It's a machine. The women are fake. The show is fake. The audience wants fakes. The network is fake. Wow.
How do you blame the audience? The people that put, you know, that put the money into your pocket. You're telling, how dare you watch right. the show that, right. the, that I was a part of? How dare
she's implying you? That if the audience didn't want to watch all this trashy stuff, people like to watch train wrecks, or I think they do. Although that seems to be changing with the Housewives, certainly with the New York ratings. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Tom Shooter, with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you, darling. Justin Timberlake has not contacted Britney Spears after all the backlash regarding Free Britney and the documentary. Should he have personally reached out to Britney or not? Let's have a look. 55% said no, he shouldn't have. In the past.
Right down the middle. I like it.
What about you?
I like it. I'm okay.
I would have reached out.
I don't think so. You know, it's like that past is a past, and given that, you know, Britney has a lot of momentum going, but there's so many questions there, you know, like the world wants everyone to see apologize, but, you know, Britney Spears's, you know, fiance has like a pass of not speaking about her, but someone like Christina Aguilera can say the same exact thing, but she gets chastised.
Right.
So Justin can't win no matter what.
If win he's probably here, but you think he should not reach out. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Now it's time for our noisiest of the day.
Yes. Well, I mean, they are just racking up the points each and every day. Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson. Now, this must be like quite the highlight. So imagine being a tourist. you go on vacation or holiday because they're from outside the from Amsterdam. This person, the guy's name is Paul, and he stayed at the Beverly Hills Hotel. He went for a drink, and he noticed. Pete Davidson just hanging out at the Beverly Hills, which is so weird. Why do celebrities hang out at hotels like this?
It's a really nice hotel. It's a really,
I know it's
really
a very
nice hotel.
Rob Shooter, it's a very swanky hotel, but he's linking up with Kim Kardashian. You think he'd be like, hey, can I come over? Or
her,
I have to stay in the hotel.
Children are there. He does not have a house in LA. We know what they were doing at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
So as Pete Davidson was waiting there, this guy from Amsterdam, Paul, said, wait, I see Kim Kardashian. And then typically you would think that would be the end of the story. No, but this guy, Paul, said, can I get a picture?
Very sweet.
And he got a picture with Kim. He got a picture with Pete Davidson. And apparently, too, according to Paul, he's our Amsterdam source.
Hello.
Pete Davidson, huge following in Amsterdam. Well, go figure. The king of Staten Island is huge in Amsterdam.
Or did he just tell him that to get a picture? It always works. A little tip here. If you see a celebrity and you want to take a picture with them, tell them you love them. Don't tell them you didn't like their last single. Don't tell them you didn't find last week's SNL not funny. If you tell people something nice, you're more likely to get a picture. And nicest of the day are now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty.
Uh-oh.
Queen Elizabeth snub prompted Harry and Meghan to quit the royal family. So remember at Christmas time, the Queen was doing her speech from the palace, and the photograph of Harry, Meghan and little baby Archie was missing from her desk. So the new royal book...
A thief. I hope they find that thief.
It's from Charles. The new royal book that we were talking about at the top of the show, it also claims that the portrait, the photograph of the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex and their 8-year-old son was removed before they started filming. It was the Queen who said, that one, I suppose we don't need that one. They removed the picture.
Not nice.
Don't play favourites, Granny. Before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. You get a Rob. You get a Rob. Well, hey, when it comes...
This is the season for Rob.
There you go. When it comes to natural gifts, your natural gifts, most of us have about the same. So there are far more ordinary people in the world than extraordinary talented people. In fact, it's so rare to find someone who is truly exceptionally brilliant and dazzling. That's why we call it extraordinary. My point is here, you are good enough. I'm not that talented. I'm pretty average, but I do really well because I do the work. The more successful you become, the more you realize, you know what? We're all sort of average.
Well, it's so true. So I was talking to Ed Sheeran a few weeks ago, and he said, I was good at one thing, playing guitar, and I just kept on playing guitar. I wasn't good at many other things. Maybe I could sing okay, but I played guitar very well, right. And I kept on playing guitar, and that's all you really need. You need that one good thing to be very good at, and everything else, you're okay.
That's fine, and that's called life, everybody. I've met a lot of people that you think are extraordinary. I'm not putting them down by naming them here. They're not.
Go ahead, say my name.
They're sort of average. There's a lot of people I know, Garrett. But I think we can both agree. We are sort of average type guys who work really hard and have done very well. But I think that's not the exception. I used to think it was a dirty secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. And then I realised, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are kind of average. Howard Stern, the king of radio, he calls himself average. So don't ever not do something because you don't think you're good enough, because the real truth is you can be kind of average. Ooh, it's a revelation.
Interesting.
Revelation. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts. Do you know on Apple Podcasts we were beating Ryan Seacrest?
Get out of
here.
Do you know Ryan Seacrest eats Thanksgiving dinner at 2:30 in the afternoon?
Because he has to be up at 3, doesn't he, to do Kelly or something? I don't know why. Hey.
Who eats dinner at 2:30?
Wherever you listen, thank you very much. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty.
If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.